China can take some solace in the fact that it relies less on exports than it did during the global financial crisis of 2007 to 9. But domestic consumption is now far more central to the economy than exports ever were, and it is much curtailed. Retail sales plunged, unsurprisingly, when just about everyone was cooped up at home. People now can move more freely, but many still avoid large crowds. Shops and restaurants are quiet. COVID-19 has cut people's income, so few seem willing to splurge yet on the big-ticket items. Queues outside Apple's store, open in China but closed everywhere else, are deceptive. Apple strictly limits the numbers of customers to ensure the safe distance between them. A good proxy for the state of consumption in China is urban traffic. Some thus welcome the return of the traffic jams. Congestion has reached about 90% of its normal level, but a closer look is less comforting. Some people who used to take subway to work are using cars instead to limit contact with others. Passenger numbers on subways are down by roughly two-thirds in the big cities. Unusually, there is no road congestion at the weekend. The occupancy rate of a posh international hotel chain is in the single digits, says the company's boss in China. Baowen Zhang, who owns the restaurant in Shanghai selling cheap and tasty noodles, says that his revenues are down by nearly three quarters.